Mr. Ehrlichman, sir.
Hello? Hello. Yes, sir. I forgot to talk to you about the water thing yesterday. Are you going to raise that again today with me?
Yes.
You got the message.
I did.
I'm not going to put it in that. I'm not going to leave it there.
I'm going to have another.
If we're going to spend the money, I'm not going to leave it in the goddamn Interior Department.
Right.
Now, maybe there's a way that you can, maybe you all can work it out, but you and Whitaker, we do that.
I'll be ready at 3 o'clock on that.
Well, it isn't the most money. Now, the second thing is that I wanted to ask you about the drug thing. I feel that, having read this thing and so forth, John, that a better way to handle that, I mean, while the purpose of this will be drugs for veterans and so forth, I would like to have it handled in a way, see if you can think of a way to handle it, where we bring in the fellow for drugs generally, with particular emphasis on, you know, wherever the problem is. Here's my point. Everybody's against drugs. If we put drugs for veteran, then it immediately becomes the war. On the other, now, we'll make it drugs generally, and if we get felt like Javi, say, now look, our problem is at present time is the veterans. Go after them. Now, when we say drugs generally, you know what I mean? Well, and we say particularly the use of drugs by young people. See, I'd put it on that basis. By younger people, the use of drugs by youth. I think that's where the problem is, as far as the old junkies are concerned, to make a difference. Then, John, then you could come out, then on a subsidiary basis, you could hit the other. On a subsidiary, in the background, you could say, well, now we're going to handle the other problem. The other thing I was going to say is that I think that, and I marked in the news summary that you might use the device of the inspired leak to show that we're way ahead of these clowns that are raising the point of drugs and so forth and so on. And by inspired leak, I'll tell you a name of somebody.
All right.
Or you can, maybe you have one in mind, and give a
Stuart Alsop, you know, is very, very hip on this right now.
All right. Well, if you could reach him, Mrs. Friday, he might be able to do it. That might not be a bad place. We could give him one. And we're doing it at the highest level and so forth, and let his story be picked up. Why don't you catch him before his deadline today.
All right.
See if he's finished his column. He may have already got it in, though, this week.
All right. He may be writing on this subject. He does about every other week.
Yeah. Well, do you see what I mean
about
the fact that I think that just having us saying the president is setting up a man directly responsible him for drugs for veterans. I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Whereas if the president sets up a program of $120 million to fight drugs for youth, and then, of course, we know within house that it's all about veterans. See what I mean?
Right.
I just think that's a better way to do it.
All right, sir.
Is that all right with you?
You bet.
Another way, too, that gets more of that stuff out from under that goddamn brown.
Right.
Over here.
Right.
I really want to take the drug program away from the Institute of Mental Health.
Maybe we can work.
I really feel, you know what I mean, I was kind to Richardson and everything. Let Brown, you know, get people on the couch and whatever these other people do and, you know, with them. But goddammit, don't keep them out of the drug business.
Krogh can pull that off.
Huh?
He can
knows how.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, if Krogh were a doctor, I'd put him in charge.
I was afraid you'd think of that.
No, really? He's that good?
Yeah, I know he is, but we've got him in antitrust and a lot of other things. I would hate to lose him.
He can take this and be in charge.
Sure,
okay.
Sure. And
fine,
he can
pull
that
off. You and Krogh talk about it, and I'll be back in touch with you at 3 o'clock.
Fine.